Minnie the Floating Witch. Minnie the Witch lay on the grass by the river, flicking through her book of spells. The head witch had said it was time she practiced casting a few, but the day was hot and sunny, much too nice for doing any work.
How to turn a frog into a prince? Take 3 spoonfuls of moon dust. Stir into a cauldron of bat juice.
Minnie lay back on the grass and looked up at the small fluffy clouds drifting across the sky.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice to be a cloud just floating along?
She thought. Suddenly, she sat up.
Oh, that's what I'll do. I'll learn to float,
she cried, and quickly turned the pages of her book of spells.
Here we are. How to change into a cloud. Cotton wool, clouds up high. That's where I want to be, up in the sky. Abracadabra. Whoosh!
In a flash, Minnie found herself soaring up, up into the clouds and then floating very, very gently through the sky.
Oh, this is the life,
thought Minnie as she drifted along.
I wish the head witch could see me now.
What's that funny black thing? Asked the people on the ground as they saw Minnie floating by. Just at that moment, the spell wore off and Minnie plunged down, 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 splash, into the river.
Help! Help! I'm sinking!
She shouted as she struggled to the bank.
Why don't you learn to swim?
Suggested a frog as he watched Minnie struggle out of the water.
I'm not interested in swimming, she snapped. What I want to do is float. Now, what else floats apart from clouds? I know, a boat. Let's find a spell for a boat.
Again, she looked through her book of spells.
Here we are. In the river, conjure up a boat, so I can lie in it and on the river float. Hey, presto!
And in front of her was a little red boat, bobbing up and down at the water's edge. With a squeal of delight, Minnie jumped in and pushed off. As the boat floated out into the middle of the river, she lay back and sighed happily.
Oh, now this is what I call floating. Marvellous!
Then suddenly, she realised something cold and wet was lapping around her feet. She slowly raised her head and gasped. Oh, the boat was filling up with water. Minnie took off her hat and began scooping up the water, but she could not scoop quickly enough. The water got higher and higher, and the boat sank lower and lower until it completely disappeared.
Help! Help!
Shouted Minnie as she once more struggled to the riverbank.
You're always ending up in the river, sniggered the frog. Why don't you learn to float like me?
That's just what I was trying to do, said Minnie. But it doesn't seem to be that easy.
Don't you believe it. All you have to do is copy me.
And the frog rolled onto his back and slowly floated away. Minnie spent the rest of the afternoon learning how to float. The frog was a good teacher, and it was not long before he and Minnie were floating side by side.
This is delightful, she said. Far better than trying silly spells that go wrong.
She closed her eyes dreamily and listened to the gentle lapping of the water. And on the bank, the book of spells lay forgotten, the pages fluttering in the breeze.